I think the biggest challenge here is not even so much the constitutions or the letter of the constitution. I think the broader question here is the spirit of the constitution, because even dictatorships can have constitutions. Authoritarian governments can have constitutions, and authoritarians, dictators can get legally elected, but they violate those very same constitutions. You have these very illiberal democratic regimes. In other words, you have a facade of democratic institutions, but the executive emasculates the whole process. So I think a bigger challenge for a country like Gabon is to think about how do you entrench the rule of law, number one, but how do you entrench institutions? And entrenching those institutions around constitutions that are actually respected in the context of the spirit of the constitution, in addition to the letter of the law. And by that, I mean, how do you create conditions in a country where the norms of democratic governance, in other words, the behavior, the political behavior, and the regimes that are established are broadly accepted across the political space as legitimate? It's not just so much about having a document called a constitution, but how are the behaviors associated with that, with the spirit of that constitution? How are those articulated? So, really reinforcing the rule of law, good governance, constitutional rule in the letter of the law, but more importantly, in the respect of the spirit of that law. So that if the spirit of the law is really respected, then these challenges of having constitutions being misused to perpetuate the bond, this is something that continues.
But do you see any role for the African Union or ECOWAS in fighting the term limit extensions in Gabon and other countries?
I think African Union has had many challenges. I wouldn't write off the role of the African Union, but let's not forget a lot of the member states, a lot of the presidents, a lot of the countries that are members of the AU do not respect these democratic norms. We've seen the wave of military takeovers in the Sahel. We know about a lot of the regimes that are pseudo-democratic. In other words, it's democracy in name only. And these are not leaders, these are rulers who use the facade of democracy, of constitutions to elongate their power. So, to your question, the AU has several mechanisms. For example, the Africa Peer Review Mechanism, for example, the African Election Observers Mechanism, the elders, African elders grouping. We also have the heads of state meetings, which are regularly held. But as I said, a lot of those ones are dominated by heads of countries where constitutions are actually being abused to perpetuate the rule of one individual. But lastly, I must also add, there's also external factors that we need to consider when we're thinking about the case of countries like Gabon and these authoritarian regimes. And more specifically, for example, the hand of France in perpetuating the rule of the Bongos. France has a very significant oil interest in the Gabon. Recently, Macron visited Gabon in March of this year, and that was seen by the opposition as some form of Macron electioneering in favor of Ali Bongo to give him some kind of international legitimacy. So France is a major player in these countries, particularly around security, particularly in regards to economic aid, but also particularly in stashing a lot of the ill-gotten wealth of some of these regimes, in particular the Bongo family, but in providing the security through the rapid reaction forces of the French army to keep some of these regimes in power. So we cannot only just look at a domestic context in terms of Gabon. We also really have to analyze some of the international dynamics around the power and issues in Gabon. And France is still a major player in terms of determining the outcomes for some of these countries, in this case, Gabon.